Well, on this Independence Day, 7,000 men and women will become U.S. citizens at nearly 100 ceremonies across the country. People who have been drawn to the United States, the land of opportunity, where hard work can lead to success. Especially if you have a patent for your idea. In the earliest days of the U.S. patent system, inventors were required to submit not only a sketch and description of their concept, but also a toy-like model that was kept on file. And as Todd Bookman of Here and Now contributor WHYY and The Pulse reports, many of those patent models survive today.
Deborah Hughes knows a ton about patent models. Her home base is the Hagley Museum and Library, located in Wilmington, Delaware, along the banks of the Brandywine River. The Hagley, after receiving a big donation earlier this year, now has close to 5,000 models in its collection. But that's still just a small sampling of the roughly 200,000 the U.S. Patent Office received between 1790 and 1880.
They represent the brilliant minds of Americans in the 1800s and these great ideas they had on a multitude of perceived problems and everything from toys to furniture to medical to sports to everything.
Yeah, everything you could think of is captured in model form. The mason jar, different kinds of locks and keys, a lifeboat, roller skates, tons of different mouse traps, all no bigger than 12 inches by 12 inches by 12 inches. Some are made of wood, some of different metals and fabrics. They have moving parts, tiny gears, dovetail joints. They're honestly fascinating.
Why do you think we're so drawn to them?
I think it's the miniature and the toy look of them. And frankly, some of them are pretty stinking cute.
The patent models were big hits a century ago, too. The U.S. Patent Office would put models out on display for the public to see. It was like the Consumer Electronics Show or some other trade event where the inventions of the future were unveiled and debated. In sifting through the Hagley's collection, visitors can see industry's hopes for the future. There's all manner of different machines and tools and engines. But there are also more practical improvements meant to solve the challenges of the day.
During this time period, most of these would have been aimed for soldiers from the Civil War.
Deborah Hughes is pointing to a miniature artificial leg, cast in brass with joints at the ankle and knee. Leather straps would be used to attach it to the thigh. It's one of the many prosthetic devices patented in the 1860s.
Before the Civil War, it was basically your carved peg leg, which is what you would have had. So this is a big improvement.
There were lots of products, both hits and misses, geared toward the domestic tasks of women of that time. Though there is a notable lack of contributions from women. Just a tiny fraction can be traced to female inventors. Though Hugh says that stat shortchanges their role.
The record is spotty with women invention, and a number of years ago, they pulled together a list of women inventors. But the hardest part about that is that sometimes women invented under like an initial and a last name because they didn't want it to look like they were a woman.
A complete record of inventors and their models was hampered by major fires that ripped through the patent offices in 1836 and then again in 1877. By 1880, Congress dropped the model requirement, in part because it was just becoming a logistical nightmare to store and catalog them.
They basically ran out of space.
Alan Rothschild is a retired pharmacist from outside of Syracuse, New York. After Congress donated some of the more notable models to the Smithsonian, it put the rest up for auction. Over the past 90 years or so, they've been bought and sold, and Rothschild, sort of unexpectedly, wound up assembling the country's largest private collection.
So when I found these models, I was fascinated by them, and I bought a few, and then I bought a few more, and then I bought a whole lot more.
Earlier this year, Rothschild chose the Hagley Museum as the recipient for his 4,000-plus models, where they're being cataloged and readied for display. To him, they represent the heart of the American economy.
The patent system is what spawned the Industrial Revolution in this country. I mean, there's absolutely, I don't think anybody will deny that. There is no question about it. This is what made the country successful.
Rothschild also makes the case that the models are still relevant today, that every app, pharmaceutical, or silicon-based breakthrough is really just an improvement on the technology that came before it. For Here and Now, I'm Todd Bookman.